From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Most election results are in so far. Results from Hunter, Kinderhook, Philmont, and Valencia have not been posted online yet. In Columbia County, in the village of Chatham, Mayor John F. Howe is the winner with 173 votes. For the two positions of trustee, Peter Minahan got the most votes with 157. Brandon Gaylord received 55 votes, but that might not be enough for second place, as there were 127 write-in votes. In the village of Kinderhook, the two positions for trustees were won by James Mark Brown and Quinn Murphy. In the village of Philmont, for Mayor Brian T. Johnson, for the two trustee positions, Jason Detzel and Clarence Skip Speed. In the village of Valencia, for mayor, it was Frank Bevins. For the two trustee positions, it was Larry Ellaby and Matt Carter. Now in Greene County, in the village of Athens, for mayor, incumbent Democrat Amy Sirago received 284 votes, and Republican David Leggio received 94 votes. For the two trustee positions, Democrat Allison P. Phoenix with 241 votes, and Republican Anthony J. Proper Sr. with 193 votes won the two seats on the board in Athens over Democrat Joshua P. Lipsman with 174 votes and Gordon W. Mosher, a Republican, with 129 votes. There were four other write-in votes. In the village of Catskill, for the position of trustee, incumbent Joseph P. Kolosky got all 112 votes. In the village of Cooksaki, for mayor, an incumbent Republican Mark R. Evans with 354 votes soundly beat Democrat Veronica L. Foley with 161 votes. For the two trustee positions, Republican Rodney E. Levine with 289 votes and Democrat Donald A. Doust with 277 votes won the two seats in Cooksaki. Republican Cesar O. Echeverra with 244 votes and Democrat Christopher J. Cimento with 206 votes finished behind. In the village of Tannersville, for mayor, Democrat David A. Schneider with 194 votes beat longtime mayor Lee E. McGonahill with 87 votes. For the two trustee positions, David P. Cashman with 147 votes and Dylan M. Legg with 145 votes took the two board seats in Tannersville. And for village justice, George C. Bain Jr. got all 147 votes except for two write-in votes. And in the village of Hunter, the candidates for mayor are Alan W. Higgins and Michael J. Popper. And for the one trustee position, Jason N. DeLeo, Tyler Kilayer, and Abraham Stefanski. The Daily Freeman reports that Sheriff Kirk Imperiati announced on March 17th that the Dutchess County Sheriff's deputies started wearing body-worn cameras last week. Imperiati, in a press release, said, and I quote, "The cameras have been provided to sworn members of the Deputy Sheriff's Office in order to provide greater transparency, build community trust, and further honor the commitment to our police reform and modernization plan." Police say the cameras record audio and video when officers respond to incidents or take, and I quote, "official action, including but not limited to using force and making arrests," end quote. Imperiati also said, and I quote, "The cameras are expected to be of significant overall benefit to both the deputies and the public that they serve as we move forward to get better together," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that several southern Albany County towns have or are considering tax exemptions to attract more first responders. Knox has already granted a 10% tax exemption for first responders, while several other towns are holding public hearings to consider tax breaks there for emergency personnel. Zweifel writes, and I quote, "In the hill towns, ambulance services have shut down in recent years due to flagging numbers, and the remaining one, Heidelberg Ambulance, has turned to the State University of New York system to attract student recruits with the promise of a $5,000 scholarship per semester per student," end quote. Rensselaerville holds a public hearing on the matter at its town board meeting at 6:45 p.m. on March 23rd at the town hall. The Vern Knox Westerlo Board of Education holds a public hearing about this at 7 p.m. on March 27th in the elementary school cafeteria. Westerlo's public hearing is at 6 p.m. April 4th at the town hall, and Vern will have the matter on the agenda for their April 12th meeting at 7 p.m. at the Vern Community and Senior Center. You can read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.